From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Part of the appeal of dinosaurs is that they were so big and so powerful. In their day, they dominated the Earth. Now a world-famous dinosaur promoter has turned his attention to another animal, one that ate big dinosaurs for lunch. A paper published by Science Magazine is helping draw attention to the super croc. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
Dinosaurs are so monstrous they have overshadowed their contemporaries in the fossil record. But ancient rocks are bristling with bones from other strange and awesome creatures. One example is an enormous crocodilian. Paul Serino from the University of Chicago says French paleontologists discovered a huge skull and some other bones in the desert of Niger back in 1964. They named this beast Sarcosuchus imperator, the flesh crocodile king.
It had a name, but very little information was attached to it. We really didn't know much about the form of the skull and nothing about its body. And there it has sat for the last 40 years, named but mysterious.
Serino picked up the story last year. He led an expedition to the same searing hot desert in Niger to dig for fossils. He came up with more Sarcosuchus bones, lots of them. Today, the suave and articulate paleontologist, dressed all in black, unveiled his trophies at the National Geographic Society, where he has the curious title of Explorer in Residence. Sharing the stage with him in Washington, D.C. was a skull 6 feet long and a foot wide.
The largest schnoz of any crocodile, living or extinct. The opening of the nose in life, the fleshy opening, the nostril would have been small, but underneath that nostril was a cavity like none other we've seen.
Serino figures this cavernous bulb on the end of the nose could have helped this creature find prey by giving it more of a directional sense of smell. And he says this chamber could also have helped Sarcosuchus make distinctive sounds in order to communicate.
Crocodiles are amazingly vocal animals. They roar, they click, they splash. They're very communicative animals, and we think that this may have had a very interesting call as an ancient crocodile.
Based on the proportions of modern-day crocodiles, Serino figures this 6-foot head formed the business end of an animal that weighed 10 tons and was as long as a big school bus. Judging by its teeth and the position of its eyes, it probably lurked in the water, waiting for lunch to wander in from the shore.
And I think it would have made the shoreline of the ancient waterways of Niger a very dangerous place for even a large dinosaur to be. Because these crocodiles, they grab onto something, they step 2 steps back into the river, and it's over with. It may take a few minutes, it may take 20 minutes, but it's over with. The animal drowns.
Serino explains the croc's size by noting that there were big dinosaurs for it to eat 110 million years ago. Now, if Serino is starting to sound a bit like a press agent for this ancient creature, he is. The French paleontologist who first identified Sarcosuchus 40 years ago toiled in relative obscurity, and the bones of the biggest specimen lie in a museum in Niger. Meanwhile, Serino is using his charisma to promote not only the fossil, but the spin-offs. National Geographic has a TV film in the works. This is the soundtrack. 2 magazine articles, a website, museum exhibits that include a full-size recreation of Sarcosuchus, a new map, and a children's book due out next spring. No word yet about when Super Croc meets Harry Potter. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.